There's a trap far side. Pass knocked away. Here comes Eli. Has a chance to stuff it. Eli all the way. Right hand hammer. Jam time for Beloit. 49-12 Beloit.
Tipped. It goes into the front court to Conrad off the tip by Goheen. A three from the left corner for Garmin. And a great start for Osborne with a triple nothing but net from Dalton from the left corner.
Some of the plays that you could have heard on the radio last night on KDKench 94 and a live video stream, NCKSports.com, Beloit Trojan Channel. Handed off to Dusty. Recap high school basketball and sports and rankings right now.
Yes, we'll recap real quick. Dalton Garmin made that three right out of the gate for the Osborne Bulldogs, and they jumped out to a 23-0 lead and led 30-3 after one quarter in the boys' game to win over Southern Cloud by a final of 55-19 in the end. Bulldogs were led by Garmin with 16 points. Johnny Hamel had 13, and Garmin was our athlete of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health in Beloit, and the block of the game from H&R Block in Beloit went to Nathan Goheen. Connection of the game was a three-pointer on the first points of the career for Chaz Wagner, the freshman for Osborne, and our utility player of the game from Syncon of Kansas went to Clay Guttery there in that one. Osborne boys are 11-4, 5-0 in the Northern Plains League, their ninth straight win. Nobody in double figures for Southern Cloud. Kai Chase led the way with 7, as Southern Cloud's 4-7, 2-5 in the league. The Osborne girls also jumped out to a very early lead as they led 14-0 out of the gate and led 15-3 after the first quarter, 33-9 at halftime, and they go on to a 66-22 win. 10-2 is the record now for Osborne, and they're 5-0 in the Northern Plains League. Grace William led 2 in double figures. She had 22 points for the Bulldogs, and Gracie Reiner scored 18 for the Lady Dogs. William was our athlete of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health and Blood. Our block of the game from H&R Block went to Taylor Ellens, and the connects of the game from Cunningham Telephone and Cable, and assist from George Licks to Addison Poor, and our utility player of the game, Syncon of Kansas, was also Addison Poor there in that girls' contest. Again, Osborne winning 66-22. Southern Cloud 0-11, 0-7 in the league now. 13 points for Emma Rice, and in fact, she scored 13 of the first 14 for the Lady Warriors in that loss. They executed a little bit better than they have in some of the games this year. Still a tough loss there, but saw some signs there for Southern Cloud as far as getting some offense going there in the game last night. Other scores from the area, you can find all the scores at ncksports.com, but we can tell you, again, and Wade will have the details about Beloit getting the sweep over Republic County, as the finals were 62-39 on the girls' side. Beloit boys won 72-25. Other girls' games, St. John's Tipton over Thunder Ridge, 78-46. Carly Brummer with a career-high 31 in that win. Jenna Gangler, 22. Linnell Gangler, 13. Cameron Ritzke had 19 for Thunder Ridge. Sylvan Lucas girls over Rock Hills, 48-17. Maggie Laberty with 23 for the Lady Mustangs. In the other girls' games, Stockton over Lincoln, 44-35. Pike Valley over Natoma, 55-22. Smith Center beat Hoxie, 63-50, as Dakota Kattenberg reached the 1,000-point career mark there for the Lady Red in that win. And Concordia slips past Clifton Clyde, 50-49 on the girls' side. Boys' scores, St. John's Tipton over Thunder Ridge, 71-34. Edward Hrenick, 16. Tyson Gates, 14. Jacob Winkler, 10 for the Blue Jays. Mason Baker led Thunder Ridge with 11 points. So when Lucas beat Rock Hills, 45-36, it was Lincoln over Stockton Big, 72-37. Jonathan Miller had 24 to lead the Leopards. Pike Valley over Natoma, 75-15. And it was Smith Center beating Hoxie, another nice win for the Redmen at home, 56-42. Clifton Clyde beat Concordia in a big way, 53-35 there last night. So that's a look at the scores from the area last night. And you can always find the latest as far as the scores in the area and schedules and news standings at ncksports.com. A couple other notes, and we'll hand it back to Wade. We have locker room chats coming up here tonight as the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge will join us around 5:15 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. So I'll be listening for that. If you ever miss our locker room chats, they are always posted after they air online at the locker room chat podcast at KDCountry94.com. The latest rankings have been released for the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association and Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association as well, and I'll get through those here. As Beloit stays number one in 3A boys in those rankings in the KBCA for basketball, Ellsworth is number five. 2A boys, Sacred Heart is number eight, and in 1A Division I boys, Osborne stays at number four. And then on the girls' side, in Class 2A, Smith Center is number 7 this week. And then in 1A Division I girls, Osborne checks in this week at number 9. And in the 1A Division II girls ranks, St. John's Tipton number 7, and Thunder Ridge is number 10. So that's the basketball recap from the week anyway. And in wrestling, in the rankings, some area athletes that are in there, and also one team is ranked in the top 10. Class 3-2-1A team rankings, Hoxie is number 1 from the Mid-Continent League. Smith Center coming in at number 7. And then in individual rankings, 113 pounds, Brogan Mattia Beloit is number 1, and moved down to the number 9 rank in the all-class rankings after a hard-fought weekend there at Garden City. 215 pounds, Eli Franklin of Smith Center, number 2. He's number 5 in the all-class rankings. Brody Boutros, number 5 in 3-2-1A for Beloit at 215. Then at 285, Carson Montgomery is number 2 from Smith Center. And Luke Franklin comes in ranked number 6 this week at 190 pounds for Smith Center. So again, if you miss any of those rankings or the standing schedule scores, everything that you need to know about local sports here in North Central Kansas, you can visit ncksports.com.
All right, last night, Beloit up in Belleville taking on Republic County. Girls win 62-39. Cassandra Thompson, McCurr High 19. Addie Budke had 14. Peyton Remus chipped in with 11. Boys game went to Beloit by a final score of 72-25. Eli Johnson, Quinn Lyle each with 14 points and 10 points for Bryce Beisner. 8 points, a couple threes for Noah Gershner. 7 points off the bench from Luke Cheney as the Beloit boys cruise. Beloit girls now 10-4 overall, 5-1 in league play. The Beloit boys are now 13-1 and 6-0 in league play. Beloit girls and boys will be at Chapman coming up on Thursday. In the girls game, Cassandra Thompson had the block of the game for HR Block and Beloit. She also was our SNS Dragon Home Health Athlete of the Game. Peyton Remus to Ashlyn Knight for a bucket was our Cunningham Telephone Connection of the Game. And the utility player of the game was Brecken Boudreaux for Beloit, brought to you by Syncon of Kansas. In the boys game, the block of the game for HR Block of Beloit went to Brody Litton. The athletes of the game for SNS Dragon Home Health and Beloit, Quinn Eiler and Eli Johnson, who led the way with 14 apiece. Quinn with all 14 in the first half. And Eli Johnson heard his slam dunk off a steal and breakaway at the top of the sports ticket. And then the connection of the game was Gershner to Beisner on a nice pass in the paint. And by that brought to you by Cunningham Telephone Cable. And our Syncon utility player of the game was Luke Cheney off the bench for Beloit. So the Beloit girls and boys cruise the victories last night over Republic County. The girls win 62-39. The boys win 72-25 were the finals. This is a sports ticket brought to you by Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit, your home for fast, friendly auto repair. Coming up in 30 seconds, we will recap KU and K-State's night on the hardwood.
Does your vehicle have a leak, squeak, or rattle? Is there an annoying warning light shining at you from the dash? I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. If you have an automotive issue, don't just live with it because you're afraid of what it might cost to get it fixed. We offer a 15-minute no-wrench inspection for free, so you can get a professional opinion about your problem without spending a dime. Call or stop by today. We're happy to take a look at almost anything for free. That's Kiever Brothers Automotive, just south the courthouse in Beloit, and online at KieferBrothers.com.
KU will walk it across the midcourt stripe, let the final 5 seconds drip off the clock, and you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win a wire-to-wire domination, 83-54, Kansas.
We played well. We shared it. We made some mistakes defensively that they made us pay for a few times, and then also we got away with it, which we got to improve on. And I thought the ball moved. We shared it, and the shot distribution was very equal, especially the first half.
Bill Self talking about KU's big win over Oklahoma State last night. Final score was 83-54. KU cruising out to a nice, comfortable lead, led 44-26 at halftime. And KJ Adams led the way, 16 points, 7-7 from the floor. Hunter Dickinson, 16 point, 11 rebound. Double-double, all five starters, double figures. DeJuan Harris had 12, Johnny Furphy 11, and Malcolm Jackson had 10. Starting in place of the injured Kevin McCullers out with a bone bruise. They hope that he'll be ready to go Saturday in the big showdown against the Houston Cougars, who are ranked fourth in the country. KU, of course, ranked 8th. KU now 17-4 overall, 5-3 in the Big 12. And kind of dissecting the box score for Kansas, they had just 10 turnovers in the game. They shot 58% from the floor, 8 of 18 from 3. And they were plus 11 on the rebounding and on the glass, and no Kevin McCuller. So, and they were able to win pretty easily. So, as I said, we'll see what McCuller can do on Saturday. And Bill Self, he is 13-0 when it is a ranked matchup at Allen Fieldhouse, where his team is ranked lower than the team coming in. KU is ranked 8th, Houston's ranked 4th, so that's that trend bodes well for KU fans when KU hosts Houston coming up on Saturday. And last night in the Big 12, there was a big game between Texas Tech and TCU down in Fort Worth, and Texas Tech, we said, could have really helped themselves quite a bit and distanced themselves from everybody if they could get another road win, but it did not happen, as TCU ended up beating Texas Tech 85-78. Red Raiders now 5-2 in conference play. TCU's 5-3. Houston, I think, is now 6-2, and so everything's just kind of clogged up at the top. The top team all the way down to the 6th or 7th team in the Big 12. Tonight, Big 12 play, number 18, Baylor is at Central Florida. West Virginia hosts Cincinnati, both games at 6 o'clock. Big game last night. The big upset, number 3, North Carolina, losing 74-73 to Georgia Tech. So big shocker there in the ACC, with North Carolina maybe looking ahead to their matchup with Duke coming up this weekend. It's time for K-State in Focus. Our focus on Kansas State athletics, brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit. And the K-State men's basketball team did not fare well last night at all at home. Sputtered out of the gates, didn't score their first point until a free throw for David Gasson at the 11:49 mark of the first half. Number 23, Oklahoma, built a 35-19 halftime lead, cruised to a win, 73-53 over the Wildcats. Tyler Perry, only double-digit scorer for K-State with 23. K-State now 14-7 overall, 4-4 in the Big 12, their third straight loss. Oklahoma improves to 16-5, 4-4 in the Big 12. K-State shot just 30% from the floor. They were 4 of 28, 14% from the three-point spot, and their losing streak now has hit 3 games. Jerome Tang on the loss.
First of all, I want to thank our fans. They were incredible tonight. They brought energy. They gave us a chance. Apologize that I didn't have our guys ready. This one, and I mean, I'm going into details, but this one falls on me, right? But it won't happen again.
So, Jerome Tang taking full responsibility, making no excuses. I saw some people say, K-State fans, that this is the type of wording that you wanted Bruce Weber to say after losses, and sometimes it felt like Bruce Weber was making excuses, and there's no excuses there from Jerome Tang last night. K-State just laid a big fat egg, and it comes at home against Oklahoma, a team that they may end up having to fight on the bubble to get into the tournament. It may come down to K-State and Oklahoma to who gets in from the Big 12 into the NCAA tournament when it comes selection time, and so it's not a good loss for K-State at all. They're 4-4 in Big 12 play. Their non-conference schedule was not great. They don't have marquee non-con wins. Their best win is over Baylor at home, and Baylor's ranked 18th in the country, I believe, right now, although I think Baylor will end up being ranked higher than that by the end of the year. They're a very good team that's lost 3 very close games, but you know, Dusty, yesterday we were talking about who's the challengers to win the Big 12, and I eliminated the bottom 7, and I went with the top 7, and K-State was in the top 7 record-wise, and Dusty, who is a K-State fan, go ahead and strike K-State off the list. And Dusty looks pretty smart now after K-State just absolutely playing poor basketball at home against Oklahoma, losing and really never in the game, couldn't do anything offensively. You shoot 30% from the floor, you're 4 of 28 from 3, you're down at halftime 35-19, you only scored 19 in the first half, takes you forever to get a point. It was ugly. It was super ugly for K-State last night, and a loss that could cost them come selection time later on this year. So the K-State men losing last night 73 to 53. K-State in Focus brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Heineken Electric in Beloit. The K-State women, on the other hand, are ranked number two in both the polls. Coaches poll, AP poll, K-State women were not even ranked before the season. They're the first team to go all the way to number two without being ranked in NCAA history in women's basketball. That's pretty impressive. And the K-State women, without Ayoka Lee, have continued to win, but they're going to have a tough week this week on the road at Oklahoma tonight. The Wildcats are 20-1, 9-0 in the Big 12. Oklahoma 13-6, 7-1 in the Big 12. Tip-off at 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus in Norman. And KU will be in action tonight. The KU Lady Jayhawks, they are 10-10, 3-6. They'll host BYU, who is 12-9, 2-6, who nearly beat K-State the other night. That one at 6:30 this evening on ESPN Plus. You know, K-State women, noticed Taryn Sides only played a couple minutes the other day. Taryn Sides was playing pretty well in non-conference play, and Taryn Sides, a freshman at Phillipsburg, I thought she was ahead of schedule when she was playing as much as she was, played really well up in Iowa in that big upset win early in the year over Caitlin Clark. And I was thinking, you know, wow, she is definitely ahead of schedule, and she wasn't turning the ball over, so forth and so on. But what she has realized, and there is that freshman orientation, right? Freshman initiation just came a little bit later for Taryn Sides. But in Big 12 play, she struggled. It is a more physical brand of play. Non-con versus conference play is different. Teams know what you do. They're a little bit more physical. The officiating maybe lets you get away a little bit more. And so Taryn Sides, I noticed her playing time's kind of dwindled here recently. And it goes back to what we're talking about with coaches. You go with the players you trust. And sometimes you earn that trust, and then later on you may lose that trust. Doesn't mean that Jeff Mitty doesn't like Taryn Sides. Doesn't mean that he doesn't want to play Taryn Sides. It's just right now, in order to win and keep winning and win a Big 12 title, he trusts certain players more than Taryn Sides, which is understandable because she's a freshman. But I think she will learn from this and will improve and definitely be a big part of K-State going forward in women's basketball. But there are a few people like, why isn't Taryn Sides playing? Well, if you've watched K-State play every single game and watch how things have gone in conference play compared to non-conference play, you would really probably wouldn't be asking that question. So, but you know, she'll get an opportunity here and there. It's just that she's going to have to really grab it. And that's true of most freshmen or younger players or new players on a team or transfer, whatever the case may be. You know, Nicholas Timberlake is still trying, I think, earn Bill Self's trust. There's no doubt about that. And he still hasn't earned it. And he's a transfer that's played college basketball. He's not a freshman. So when you're a coach, you go with the people you trust, especially in games you really want to win. And yeah, you might ride those players and play them more minutes, but that's just the way it goes. But look at the Chiefs. What are they doing? They're riding Rashee Rice, Patrick Mahomes, Isaiah Pacheco, Travis Kelce. I mean, that's the guys they're riding offensively, and it's worked out pretty well. Eliminate the Sky Moores and the Kadarius Tonys, and even stop giving the ball to Mecole Hardman, and guess what? You don't turn the ball over. You don't have those mistakes, or not nearly as often. So, you know, once you get to crunch time and your season's on the line or games you have to win, you go with the people you trust. There's no doubt Jeff Mitty trusts about six, probably seven players on the team right now, a couple others that could perhaps earn his trust, but right now it's working. Even without Ayoka Lee, K-State women are winning, but they have a tough game on the road at Oklahoma tonight. A big game there in the Big 12. K-State trying to stay undefeated in Big 12 play. 20-1 on the season, 9-0 in the Big 12. K-State in Focus brought to you, as always, by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Heineken Electric in Beloit.